and it is time for StoryCorps, the project recording conversations between loved ones. Today we hear from Peter and Jacqueline Hayden. The story of their courtship is one of ups and downs, spanning one war, three countries, and four decades. It all started in 1958 at a roller skating rink on the Indian Head Naval Base in Maryland.
I was there one night, and I saw this young lady skating around, and I waited for her to take a break and go get a Coke before I made my move.
He just grabbed my hand and whirled me around and said, "I'm Peter Hayden. Who are you?"
And she says, "My name's Jacqueline Lefevre." And I looked in those big green eyes, and I was a done deal.
From there, we started dating.
And in 1959, her father got transferred to Japan. So I decided, well, I'll go to Japan and get her. So I went and joined the Marine Corps and said, "Well, I want to go to Japan." The Marine Corps said, "Oh, you'll go to Japan when we tell you you can go to Japan." And I was home on leave and stopped by to see Jacqueline's mother. She said right away, "Jackie got married."
I just got married for all the wrong reasons, and I was very unhappy.
I carried a picture of Jackie in my pack for 3 years in Vietnam. When we'd have a hard day, I'd just pull a picture out and say, "I guess that's why I'm doing this." So I wrote her a letter, told her how I felt.
I don't know how the letter found me. It had all these forewords stamped all over the envelope. And he said, "I love you. I've always loved you. I just have to get this off my chest, and I'm done."
I did my tour, and I came back from Vietnam. I spent 24 hours at home. And I went into my mother about 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, "I got to go to North Carolina to see Jackie." And she kind of looked at me and she said, "I think you better leave that one alone. But I guess you got to do what you have to do."
And I sent him away. I came from a divorced family and didn't want my kids to have a broken home. And my husband was a very domineering, controlling person. If I left, he wouldn't let me have my children.
She said, "You know, I'm not going to see you anymore." That was September 25th, 1968. And I didn't hear from you again till September 25th, 1998.
I had tried to call him off and on over the years, and I'd always call the operator and say, "Do you have a T.P. Hayden?" And she'd say, "No." And then in 98, I had made up my mind, I am just out of here. I'm so miserable. I'm so unhappy. So I said, "Well, nobody ever loved me but Peter. I'm going to go see if I can find him one more time." And the operator said, "I've got a T.P. Hayden in White Plains." Then I said, "Oh, my God, that's him." I said, "I have been trying to find this person for 30 years. It's the love of my life." She said, "Do you want me to dial a number for you?" I said, "Yeah, you can dial a number." She said, "Can I stay on the line?" I said, "I don't care what you do."
And the phone rang. And she said, "Do you know who this is?" I said, "Yeah, I know exactly who this is." She said, "I bet you're mad at me." I said, "No, matter of fact, I'm still in love with you." It's just sad the time we lost, but I got her back, so I won, you know? And she's just as beautiful as she was when she's 15.
Peter Hayden with his wife Jacqueline at StoryCorps in Maryland. Read more about the Haydens in the new StoryCorps book, All There Is, Love Stories from the StoryCorps Project.